1-4.
This is Free Talk Live. Ooh, mic's a little hot there. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with a story that we knew was coming. We just didn't know quite when. Of course, Free Talk Live has been covering the impending police state here, or some might argue the existing police state, for the past several years on the show, ever since, certainly since we've been on the air, pretty much. We've been watching the progression as things get more and more restrictive out there. I mean, even just last night, we were talking about a new law that says in Canton, Ohio, if your grass grows too high, you'll be subject to up to 30 days in jail. So don't think that just because you're not a terrorist or a drug dealer that you're going to be exempt, or an immigrant, that you'll be exempt from the persecution out there. They have a law that everyone, I mean, there's a good chance you break several laws and you don't even know about it. So not only do we see this piddly crap, these little silly laws like the grass growing too high, do we see those proliferating throughout the United States and the enforcement of them. I mean, they may have been on the books before, but now they're being enforced to the point of, in Utah, a woman wasn't taking care of her yard correctly. She's in her 70s. She was tackled by a cop as a result of it.
Unbelievable.
Because I guess she didn't want to go to jail over it all. And so we've been watching the progression or regression, whatever you want to call it, the rise of the police state. And, of course, the airports are the place to really look to see exactly what it is they would like to do, what the government people that want to micromanage and control every single aspect of your life, how much control they would like. Well, just look to the airports to see exactly what they want. They want checkpoints everywhere. They want armed bureaucrats demanding to know who you are, where you're going, where you're coming from, and they want them in as many places as they possibly can get them. Now, up until recently, they only really had an excuse to do it in the airports because, well, the whole terrorism thing. And so that's where they've been really concentrating their efforts. But there have been instances where we've seen them expand out already. We've seen them in an instance last year in Indianapolis. They had TSA agents come out to city bus stops. Not all of them, but some city bus stops nearby special government facilities, for instance. And, you know, that was pretty scary. Then, of course, you got the Border Patrol, which is setting up internal checkpoints, not just checkpoints on the northern and southern borders, but checkpoints that roam within 50 miles of the northern and southern borders. We've seen that. We've seen video footage of people being stopped and demanded to know what their citizenship is. And I had predicted that eventually we were going to see more checkpoints in the streets, not just the border checkpoints, because that's the excuse there, well, the immigrants, right? But now we are seeing checkpoints in the streets, and there's no border to be seen anywhere nearby. This one's in Washington, D.C. The story is from the Washington Post. In fact, it's being reported on in quite a few places, as it should be. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier announced a military-style checkpoint yesterday, and that's a whole other issue. Is, you know, another hallmark of the police state is when the police stop acting like Andy Griffith and start acting like, you know, the military police.
The Gestapo.
And we've seen that progression, too, over the last few decades. Ever since the creation of the SWAT team in the early 80s, the police departments around America, even in the smallest of towns, have become more and more militarized, wearing black clothing and carrying machine guns and stuff like that, and driving tanks.
There used to be a TV series called SWAT in the 70s, I believe it was, and it kind of glorified that whole process. You remember seeing reruns of that?
No, I'm probably a little too young for SWAT, but I know they did remake that into a film in the last 10 years, and Hollywood has always glorified the police. I mean, it's certainly there are some, you know, like police academy movies that kind of make fun, that poke fun, but for the most part, Hollywood is pretty worshipful towards the police and especially the military. So here we go. Here's the next step in the police state. I mean, if you don't think this is a total police state, America is a total police state, it's just because you haven't been paying attention. It's just because you're lucky to not have to live in Washington, D.C. or in certain neighborhoods in D.C. where they're going to be clamping down on all traffic in and out of the neighborhoods. According to the D.C. police chief, she announced a military-style checkpoint to stop cars over the weekend in a northeast Washington neighborhood inundated by gun violence, saying it'll help keep criminals out of the area. Now, there are so many failures we can focus on here, Wayne, as far as government failures are concerned. This is pretty comprehensive. I mean, as far as what's causing all of these problems in the first place and what are they doing to respond to it. I'm sorry, I thought guns were outlawed in Washington, D.C. How in the world could they possibly be having gun crime problems?
These people are doing it illegally?
You mean if you outlaw things that the outlaws don't really give a flip and they're going to go ahead and get their hands on as many guns as they want to and shoot whoever they want?
And that means the law-abiding citizens are unarmed.
Precisely. And so as a result of that, what we're seeing happen, and don't forget to factor in the war on drugs here, which gives criminals a reason to kill one another.
Big time.
So probably you've got gangs shooting at other gangs over drug territory and drug customers. And so if we didn't have drug prohibition, which is a government-created problem, a government-created solution to a problem, the problem of drug use, if we didn't have prohibition, we wouldn't have as much violence. And if the gun control legislation wasn't in place in D.C. and regular citizens were able to arm themselves, then they'd be able to defend themselves when the criminals came around, and the criminals would think twice, as they do up here in New Hampshire. We don't have a problem with gun violence up here in New Hampshire, and it's because, not because D.C. has different people in it, it's because the incentives are different.
Well, law-abiding people up here pack heat.
Exactly. So criminals don't know what to expect. They know that there's a chance that they might encounter the barrel of a .45 if they try to mess with somebody up here.
Or bigger.
Sure, but down there, they know that odds are real slim that that person that they target for whatever violence or theft, they know that odds are slim that person is going to be packing heat. And so they feel real comfy with just doing whatever it is they want to. So the problem of crime that the police chief is citing here, the problem of violent crime, was created by the government policies. But what do you get in response? Same thing government always does. Government sees a problem, attempts to fix that problem with its stupid, mandatory, one-size-fits-all arbitrary rules. Turns out their little solve for the problem didn't work at all. Turns out it actually caused more problems. Turns out, and this happens in every government program, it's not just policing, it's everywhere, because force always has unintended consequences. So it turns out that they end up getting the opposite of their original intentions. They originally wanted to stop gun crime, so they outlawed guns. Turns out that just made it so the outlaws had guns, so gun crime increases. Well, what happens next? Gun crime's on the increase? They never think that, let's try letting people arm themselves. They never go back in the original direction toward freedom. It's always, okay, what's the next step we can take as far as being a police state to stop these things that we allegedly don't want to be happening? And what they've decided to do at this point is set up roadblocks and check every single person coming and going from certain areas.
Well, there's some local bloggers down there that have some interesting comments on this.
Has it started already, or are they starting it over the weekend?
Oh, they've started already.
Okay.
One of them, DCist, mocked the proposal and his defenders. Quote, Interim Attorney General Peter Nichols actually said that measures of this sort have been used in other cities, the blog noted. Which cities are those, Mr. Nichols? Warsaw? Libertarian blogger Megan McArdle asked, where the hell am I living? D.C. has had a spate of violence recently, and I applaud the police department's urge to do something. However, this something seems to follow the logic outlined by Brian Kaplan. One, something must be done. Two, this is something. Three, therefore, this must be done. Sounds like the Patriot Act, doesn't it? Crime tears the fabric of society, but so does a government which believes that it may at any time control the movements of its citizens like so many presumptively suspicious sheep.
Pretty disgusting. Let me continue here with the Washington Post, and of course you're welcome to chime in here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're going to get away with this, most likely. Odds are good the folks in these neighborhoods aren't going to challenge the police state that's being put upon them. And if they do get away with it, you can expect to see this pop up in other places. You can expect that other police departments are going to take a look at this, and they're going to say, hey, they got away with it. Let's try it here, too. Could be coming to you soon. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See our newest Shriner, Whitney, and all of the other dozens of ladies there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, want to invite you to experience Porkfest. you can still get on board here. It's not too late. It's happening the 9th through the 15th. It is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's their Porcupine Freedom Festival. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Our number here is 800-259-9231. So one of the reasons you might want to consider looking into the Free State Project and coming to Porkfest is because, well, the police state is on the rise in America. And there's no reason why your town or your city won't be next. D.C. is apparently under orders, or the D.C. police chief has announced that military-style checkpoints will be put up in a northeast Washington neighborhood, which is allegedly inundated by gun violence. She says it'll help keep criminals out of the area, but it seems to me you're just bringing in a whole new crew of criminals. They're called the police. And if you think that putting up police checkpoints around the perimeters of a neighborhood is going to keep drugs out, then you're full of yourself, because all that's going to happen is they'll just have to buy off those cops, or the cops that are already bought off will get the assignment or something. You know, there's always a way, because remember, these are the same people that can't even keep drugs out of their own prisons. If you think that's what the issue is, if you think they're going to be successful at stopping any sort of crime here, I think that's an illusion.
So what if these people who run D.C. decide they have an epiphany and they decide to go in the liberty direction?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Now, what do you think they should do first?
Oh my gosh, where do you begin? Stop taking taxes from people? That would be nice.
Well, even before that, I think you probably want to legalize gun ownership throughout.
That'd be a good step.
And stop the war on drugs.
Two great steps. That right away, probably overnight almost, would drastically reduce violent crime and even theft. It would really drastically reduce those.
Because most of us are too young to remember Prohibition, but if you read the accounts of it, that's where you had Al Capone-style gangsters shooting each other up in the streets over moonshining and illegal alcohol trafficking.
The same thing's going on today.
Same thing.
And anybody that doesn't see those parallels is just not listening and not paying attention. Let me get a little more detail here on what is happening in D.C. Starting on Saturday, though you're saying it started earlier than that, Wayne. Starting Saturday, says this article, officers will check driver's identification and ask whether they have a legitimate purpose to be in the Trinidad area, such as going to a doctor or church or visiting friends or relatives. So not only will you be stopped and they'll find out who you are, they want an itinerary from you. They want a travel itinerary as to where you're going and what you're doing in that particular neighborhood.
That sounds like the accounts of the Soviet Union
that
friends of mine have told me about.
If not, the drivers will be turned away if they the bureaucrats determine they don't have a legitimate purpose to be there. The Neighborhood Safety Zone Initiative is the latest crime-fighting attempt by Chief Lanier and Mayor Fenty, who've been under pressure from residents to stop a recent surge in violence. Last weekend was especially bloody, with 7 slayings, including 3 in the Trinidad area. So that's what they're calling it, the Neighborhood Safety Zone. Sort of like free speech zones, Wayne, where they cordon off a very small area whenever the president is coming into a town or a city. And they say, well, if you want to protest the president, you can go over here to this free speech zone. Everywhere else in the vicinity, you're not allowed to be if you're going to be speaking out.
Yeah, down an alley behind a fence.
So, and it is always usually behind a fence, and it is at least a quarter mile, if not a half a mile, away from where the president's actually going to be. So now we've got neighborhood safety zones, and remember something here, that the Washington, D.C. area doesn't have a state government. It's run by the federal government. So what you're seeing here, this is a federal police checkpoint. They may be the D.C. cops, but this is a federal plan, and so if this is challenged, I don't know, how many steps, if you're in D.C., how many steps does it take to get to the Supreme Court?
Is this a joke?
No, I don't know. It shouldn't be that many, right?
You're right, because there wouldn't be any state jurisdiction
right
here. It should go right to the federal government.
So who knows, man? Maybe this will get challenged. It'll go straight to the Supreme Court. They'll back it up as constitutional, and then you'll have these things popping up all over the place.
It sounded like a Pollock joke when you first asked it.
No, that was not my intention. But according to this, in certain areas, said Fenty, we need to go beyond the normal methods of policing. We're going to go into an area and completely shut it down to prevent shootings and the sale sale of drugs. Of course, it's all the drug dealer's fault. The checkpoint will stop vehicles in a section of Trinidad that has been plagued with homicides and other violence. Police will search cars if they suspect the presence of guns or drugs. So there's no more real need to have any sort of probable cause or anything like that, apparently. You could just search on the merest suspicion. And they'll arrest people who don't cooperate under a charge of failure to obey a police officer. The enforcement will take place at random hours and last for at least 5 days in Trinidad, with the option of extending it 5 more days. Checkpoints could be set up in other neighborhoods if they are requested by patrol commanders and approved by the police chief. The strategy, patterned after a similar effort conducted years ago in New York, is not airtight. There are many ways to get in and out of Trinidad, not just on the one-way Montello Avenue. And pedestrians will not be stopped, which is something that critics say might render the program ineffective. According to one of the council members, I guess the plan is to hope criminals won't walk into neighborhoods. I also suppose the plan is to take the criminal's word for it when he or she gives the police a reason for driving into a neighborhood. Well, just hush now, Mr. Mendelson. This is the first step of many on a long, long path to tyranny. I'm sure that eventually they'll take your concerns under consideration, and they'll expand to include absolutely everybody that attempts to cross into this particular neighborhood. Maybe they'll, to make you happy, they'll not only question people that are on foot, but they'll also selectively follow certain people. For instance, if you were to pull up, Wayne, and say you were going to church, they might just put a tail on you to make sure you actually are going to church. Who knows how far they'll go with this, but I would rest easy if I was a statist that all of that is coming in due time. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your calls. Jimmy's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on
I
your mind today?
I had something very good happen to me today. I went to the Michigan State Capitol to talk to the Board of Canvassers.
Okay.
And when I walked in, I did not go through a metal detector. I did not have to show my ID. No one asked me what my business was there.
Wow.
I walked up and I asked the two ladies who were working the desk where such and such was. They told me right where it was. They were very professional. Then when we got into the Board of Canvassers room, that was a different story. But the whole point is that Michigan is not a police state, and anybody that's listening from Michigan, you can be proud of what's going on at your Capitol. You should be mad about what goes on in your courthouses, but what goes on in your Capitol, I walked right in there. I could have been anybody.
I can't say I'm proud of what goes on at any state capitol. Usually
well,
it's a bunch of lawmaking. And I see
I'm
where you're coming from on that. If you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. Hang on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you don't perceive it as being a police state, but for some people it is. Everywhere. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912 or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. In Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com to find out what. That's freedom-engineering.com. 1-800-259-9231. Discussing the rise of the police state. We're seeing evidence all over the place. I think it's complete at this point. I mean, they've got checkpoints now internally inside the country, nowhere even near the borders, and they're using the excuse of violent crime. They didn't even pull out the old terrorism scare on this one. It's just, oh, too much crime. We're going to have to crack down, put police cars in the streets, and check every single vehicle that comes through. This is madness, and it's happening right here. We go back to Jimmy in Michigan. Jimmy says there's no police state in Michigan, and I don't know if I agree with that, Jimmy. Perhaps you don't notice it. Do you live in Detroit?
It's not that I don't disagree with you, because it is happening everywhere. I understand that. But what I'm getting at is there's solutions to it. The only reason that I get to do the things that I get to do and to say my piece is because I've hooked on with this person that's running for United States Congress, Sharon Rainier. She's an excellent person. I agree with about 80% of what she believes in. She's a Democrat, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's all garbage. You and I both know that.
Yeah.
But I get to talk to sheriffs. I get to talk to people that are running for county sheriff. I get to talk to these people. We went into the board of canvassers today, and I don't know how many people are on the board. I really don't, because I don't understand how exactly the whole thing went down. But I do know that three of those people were on our side, And there was this one guy that kept ninnying and dancing around the issue, and Sharon and I made him answer to us. And he didn't want to, he didn't even want to listen to us. They tried to throw our testimony out. They tried to cover us up. They didn't want to talk to John Cash and myself.
What was the purpose of your meeting?
Because they know who I am. What's that?
What was the purpose of your meeting?
Well, the purpose of the meeting was is that that Mark Schauer, her opponent, used a guy from Indiana, a registered voter, to gather signatures, and then he fraudulently, somebody else signed as the circulator.
What a shock. Fraud in the political realm. Who would have imagined such a thing? You know, I mean...
Right, exactly.
I give you credit, man, for going and trying to hold their feet to the flames, but I don't know if it's really going to do anything in the long run.
And it worked. No, you're right. But we do get a small victory, even how small it is. I mean, I'm for any kind of victory that you can get, because there's three people on that board that said, hey, you know, we are taking your concerns very seriously, and they didn't vote they voted our way.
Well, that's good to know.
It's still passed.
There can be some progress made occasionally with the political system, but for the the return on investment, for the amount of money and time spent, I still don't think it's really worthwhile.
I see your point.
Yeah.
I see your point. But what I'm getting at is that there are solutions. It's for people to get off their ass.
That's true, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. There are people that have gotten off their butts.
Good for you.
They've moved up here.
You people want to secede. I love you.
Yeah,
people.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The activists here are just amazing, and even the politicos are seeing some progress. It's slow going, but they're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I'm concerned for his state of Michigan, because you've got the auto industry there. And you read a story about a year ago about how a lot of houses were selling for less than cars because of all the foreclosures.
$30,000 or something.
And there's tens of thousands of layoffs you're hearing every few months in the auto industry, and I'm real concerned about that area.
Michigan's in bad shape, man.
Bad shape.
So we continue here. Dave is on the line in Athens listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
When I went to Washington, D.C., it was about 27 years ago, and things were much different.
Yeah, I bet they were, yes. Yeah.
And one of our group, my eighth grade class, somehow got separated from the rest of the group, and some guy asked him for a dollar. He did the wrong thing, pulled out his wallet, and off went his wallet.
You're saying that some hobo came up and was panhandling, and one of your friends pulled his wallet out and it got snatched, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, D.C.'s always been kind of bad news because it seems like where the bigger the government is, the more crime is. That just seems to be a general general comparison that you can make. D.C., New York, L.A., I mean, big governments, big crime.
The maggots are always thickest at the bottom of the garbage can.
I heard that for every one cop, there are three crimes.
Who knows, man? I have no idea. I'm sure there's all kinds of nasty statistics about D.C. It's one of the reasons why I don't ever plan on going back. Not because of the crime, necessarily. I'm not too concerned about common criminals. It's the government criminals that really bug me, and I don't want to be anywhere near D.C. if I can avoid it. So I know there's some guys going to that Ron Paul rally next month. I wish them the best of luck with this new police state. Who knows? Maybe they'll set up checkpoints around the Ron Paul rally just to make sure there's no contraband coming in, because they'll know that, you know, the Ron Paul guy's more than likely to be packing some heat. So maybe that'll be enough reason to shake them all down.
Listen, Liz, I don't worry about the common criminal. I worry about the guy with the badge and gun.
That's unfortunate that you have to say that, but it's so true. And, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The common criminal you can fight back against. A common criminal who's trying to steal your wallet or break into your home or hurt some, you know, family member or friend, you can fight back against them, and everybody will look at that and say, yeah, good job. You fought back against the
self-defense.
Right, but if the guy has a badge, if he's wearing a uniform, and he's driving a police cruiser, then you just have to bend over and take whatever it is they give to you, because if you fight back against that gang, then they're going to send all of their force against you. Usually common criminals, many of them aren't members of a gang. They're just lone people going around trying to make some money to score some crack rock or something like that. And even the mafia isn't as large and as widespread as the government gang. So you can't fight back with violence against the government. It's seen as illegitimate. It is as legitimate, technically, as fighting back against a regular gangster. But in the eyes of most people, it's not. And so, therefore, it is not a good solution to come back with violence. So responding to these checkpoints by popping the cops that are doing the checkpoint isn't going to solve that problem, because then they'll just crack down even harder. But what do you do about the checkpoints? I mean, what would you do about that?
Right now, enough people just have to get fed up enough and contact their state legislators and flood them with emails and flood them with faxes and flood them with phone calls.
You think that's going to stop at the checkpoints? I mean, in D.C., there's not even a state legislator to contact. They'd have to contact the 535 scumbags.
Well, there is an election coming up.
Yeah, but Wayne, come on. I mean, you and I both know that the incumbents get reelected at a 90% reelection rate, and that most people don't participate in the elections. And even if they did, we also have seen plenty of evidence that even if in this next election 100% of the people in the Trinidad neighborhood of Washington, D.C. came out and they hit the polls and they wanted a change, they were tired of these checkpoints, they went in and they voted for a change, we've already seen evidence from all over the country that the voting systems can easily be swayed and rigged. And there was stories here in New Hampshire about all kinds of balloting mishaps and questionable circumstances. Of course, there's the electronic voting, which is really questionable. It could be hacked. It could be programmed. There could be backdoors. So even if everyone turns out to vote, that's still no guarantee the vote was legitimate.
Now, do you think maybe the cops and the local officials are trying to drive certain people out of D.C., you know, the surrounding states?
I have no idea. I think that this is how they respond to things. They respond to a perceived problem by cranking up the government force. It's what they do every time, everywhere, and it's happening now in D.C., and it could very easily be happening down the street from you tomorrow. So pay attention to this. And if you can't figure out what to do where you live, just another reason to join the Free State Project and get here as soon as possible. More coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at the store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got hoodies. Variety of different sizes, shapes, and colors. You'll find them all at store.freetalklive.com. Continuing to discuss the news out of Washington, D.C., where they are cracking down against alleged crime. And this is their excuse. There have been apparently a handful of murders, and so that's the reason the police need to set up checkpoints in one of the neighborhoods in D.C., in Trinidad, apparently. And according to the story at the Washington Post, they are going to be setting it up for at least 5 days. They may extend it for an additional 5 days. They may also set other checkpoints up in other neighborhoods. It's all completely up to basically the police chief. If it says that if some of the lower police guys that take different sections of the city, if they ask for checkpoints, the police chief will basically sign off on it, and then they get their own checkpoint. Of course, they'll be searching pretty much every car that comes through that they suspect of having drugs or guns. And but apparently they won't be searching people on foot, but I bet that'll be coming soon. If they get away with this, if the ACLU isn't successful in suing them on this one, then you can expect a bigger crackdown coming soon.
Well, there's a local law school dean who leads the D.C.'s ACLU chapter, and she called the idea cockamamie and ineffective. Quote, "I think they tried this in Russia and it failed,"
yep,
Shelley Broderick told the Examiner. "It's just our experience in this city that we always end up targeting poor people and people of color, and we treat kids coming home from choir practice the same way we treat those kids who are selling drugs," unquote.
The leaders of the ACLU said they'll be watching what happens closely and that legal action is likely. Arthur Spitzer, the legal director for ACLU in Washington, says, "My reaction is welcome to Baghdad, D.C." And if you think he is being hyperbolic there, I looked in our AMP-only chat room a few moments ago, and Puke, who is one of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, a Free State Project member, he recently got out of the military and spent quite a bit of time in Afghanistan and Iraq as a helicopter repairman, and he says that this sounds exactly like the checkpoints they put up in Iraq. Exactly like it. So what does that tell you? And actually goes back to something that I'd said in the past on the air, and that is that if you want to see what the government, the U.S. government, wants to do to America, look at the airports of America and look at Iraq. I didn't mention that earlier, but that is something that I suggested, was that we saw checkpoints in the streets in Iraq just blowing away people and no accountability whatsoever. And it's just an awful situation. Barbed wire being put up in Iraq. When's that going to happen? Seems like the next crazy illogical step here, right? I mean, if it's true that people are sneaking in through the backyards trying to get around the police checkpoints in the streets, then maybe we'll see guard towers go up and, you know, barbed wire put around the neighborhood. Who knows? Who knows? You'd be a prisoner in your own home basically. And it's pretty disturbing stuff. Interim Attorney General says his office reviewed the initiative and that similar efforts have survived court tests. He says, I don't anticipate us being sued, but if you want to sue us, the courts are open. Because it's not like he cares. Go ahead, sue him. He's got all the money in the world to defend himself with. Whereas whoever's doing the suing depends on how big their bank account is. He says, a U.S. attorney said the D.C. officials consulted his office about their plans, and the prosecutor suggested some changes to try to ensure that any arrests would hold up in court. And he says, whatever we do has to be consistent with the Constitution. Does this sound consistent with the Constitution to you?
That sounds like a bunch of baloney.
New York police stepped up but the fact is, Wayne, if this does go to court and it does go to the Supreme Court, I would say odds are good the Supremes will go in favor of the police, because that's what we've seen. Over the last several years, the Supreme Court has been getting more and more police-friendly.
And spineless.
New York police set up a nearly identical checkpoint in 1992 in a neighborhood of the Bronx that was plagued by drug dealing and drive-by shootings. Police ran the special operation on a random basis, mostly in the evening hours. Officers stopped drivers, but not pedestrians, coming into the area to confirm they had a legitimate reason to be there. Federal appeals court upheld the legality of the New York effort, saying in a 96 ruling that it served an important public concern and was reasonably viewed as an effective mechanism to deter crime in the barricaded area. So there's already precedent here. Apparently this has happened before. It's just happening again now. And now I'd say it's more likely to happen again and again and again, because everyone's scared, right? The population of America has been frightened to death of drug dealers and terrorists and immigrants, and we got to keep them out of our neighborhoods, and the only way to do it is to set up random checkpoints. This is not a good path to be going down. According to the story here, D.C. police have used various forms of checkpoints for years, and this is something they'll fall back on. They'll say, hey, we've been doing checkpoints. Why are you making a big deal out of it? We've always done checkpoints. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal to those of us that give a damn about freedom, about the ability to move from point A to point B if you're not hurting anybody else without having to answer to some officious bureaucrats. According to the story, again, in 1988, they blocked the streets and searched courtyards in a pair of apartment complexes in a bid to drive out drug dealers. That move came during the crack cocaine epidemic, in a year when the city recorded 372 homicides. Last year, the city had 181. Former police chief Isaac Fullwood, who led the department until 92, said he liked using checkpoints because his officers were able to make arrests and gather intelligence. He says they're effective. You recover stolen cars and firearms. You've got to have a lot of them if you're going to have them. You need to move as the criminal element shifts. So here he is giving tips to the new police chief, saying, good start, you got one, but you need more. If you want to be effective, you're going to have more of these things. And isn't that the case, Wayne, with government programs? When what we see happen is the government, as we were talking about earlier, they see a problem, they create a government program to allegedly solve that problem. Turns out it makes the problem worse.
And they fail, and they want more money.
Right. So they always get more when they fail. It's the opposite of how business works. When business fails, it means they weren't satisfying their customers. It means people aren't coming through their doors. They're not buying those products and services anymore. There's nowhere to go but out of business, unless you can really get your S together and start serving your customers again. Whereas government, if people are unhappy with you, well, that's just an excuse to come back to the local government board and say, looks like it's not working out. We're going to need some more money to make sure it works out the way we intended it to.
And those in charge of the policies and those implementing the policies still have a job. Still get their salaries regardless of whether they succeed or fail.
Sure. So what you might see here is that they're going to set this checkpoint up in the Trinidad neighborhood, and then, a week later, as they analyze the effectiveness of it, they're going to see that they did probably bust a few people for guns and drugs, so they can point to that and say, hey, see, former police chief Fullwood said we'd get a bunch of drugs and guns out of this, and he was right. But, there's drugs and guns in every neighborhood of D.C., or at least the ones where all the black folk live. So we're going to have to put up checkpoints in every black neighborhood in D.C. We'll leave the gated white neighborhoods alone. But the black neighborhoods, we're going to put checkpoints up in every single one of them because, hey, it's resulting in more arrests, and We love that. But is that going to stop drugs? No. You arrest a drug dealer, a new drug dealer will fill his shoes because it's just a new market opportunity. And I don't know if the police just don't realize this, but I think they know it and they don't care.
You know, the bottom line here is that really what they're doing is they're treating the symptoms and not the cause. The cause is, you know, you've got the war on drugs and you've got the inability for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Those are the two biggest causes you have there. And plus, you've got Washington, D.C., of course, which isn't managed locally. It's managed more bureaucratically, more centrally. So there you go. Manage or attack the cause and not the symptoms, and you'll solve the problem. But they're not doing that. They're just going to keep attacking symptoms upon symptoms upon symptoms that they create themselves.
Some residents expressed support for the plan yesterday, saying they're willing to submit to the checks if it makes the neighborhood safer. Well, what are you going to do if it doesn't make the neighborhood safer? I understand, Wayne, you're suggesting vote them out of office, but that doesn't really seem to work so well. So if the police are doing these checkpoints and there's no safety increase, which, by the way, is not a valid excuse for this, even if there's no safety increase, are the residents going to say, that's it, we've had enough, get out of here, coppers? Are the police going to leave if they do that?
No.
No. So what is the solution to this problem? I don't know. At some point, it would have to go to violence. At some point, or maybe, you know, maybe some crazy civil disobedience sitting in the road in the way of the police or chaining yourself to the police station doors. There's got to be something interim between the checkpoints being set up and actually using violence, because we know violence won't solve the problem. We know that. But I'd love to.
It won't happen.
But that doesn't mean it won't happen. And I would also love to hear some brainstorming as to how someone would deal with this. What if this came to your area? And if you had enough activists around, what could you do about it? I'd love to hear some ideas, because I really am kind of dry on it.
It's murky.
This is total police state happening right here in America, just like Baghdad, just like some of the former Soviet Union and some other horrific places around the world. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode, libertyradiounderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.